If you've got a fear of feces, hang on, because there's no getting around it. This is a crappy story. Catherine Dillingham is getting the hookup.
Well, they sent me a letter and told me to call JEA, and it was free.
To the main line.
They're installing me on the city sewer line.
Are you looking forward to being on the city sewer line and out with the septic tank?
Yes, I am. I just had to have the septic tank pumped about 2 months ago. It was full.
But a full septic tank is not what qualified Dillingham's home for a new sewer hookup, courtesy of the city of Jacksonville and JEA. It was what it always is in real estate, location.
I have a creek running through my property.
We've determined that the septic tank actually impacts that waterway.
Greg Corcoran is manager of project outreach at JEA. He says that because Dillingham's Arlington home runs right up against Strawberry Creek, it's a perfect candidate for the new septic tank phase-out program. The city is planning to remove around 400 tanks, tapping $6.9 million in a utility account to make it happen. And it's a sweet-smelling deal for homeowners. The work would usually cost them between $8,000 to $12,000.
This is probably our fifth one. The idea is to prevent nitrogen from going into the river.
Nitrogen and fecal coliform bacteria. The Federal Clean Water Act, passed in 1972, requires governments to identify water bodies that are impaired by contaminants, come up with a plan to fix them, and monitor the progress. In 2014, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection identified 135 water body segments in Duval County that were impaired by various things. But the culprit that was fouling up things the most, in over 40% of the cases, was fecal coliform. And it's not just coming from people. If downtown Jacksonville were a face, Confederate Park would be its hat, and Hogan's Creek would be a wispy curl blowing off to the east, winding behind the Maxwell House factory and dumping out into the St. John's River at the shipyards. This creek is in rough shape, but Hogan's has a hero, Jacksonville real estate attorney Christina Parrish.
I absolutely fell in love with what this park could be. This is kind of my thing, and I hope that we will see this creek cleaned up within my lifetime.
We're walking on the sidewalk here. There's ducks and geese in the park, which are pretty, but they look to be making a mess a little bit.
They are, and they're one of the primary causes of the contamination in the creek. We've got a lot of Canadian geese that have relocated to Jacksonville. They used to just pass through here, and for some reason, many have decided to make Jacksonville their full-time home, but they do make a mess. And one of the causes of the fecal coliform in the creek is the duck waste.
Fecal coliforms can include organisms from the digestive tracts of a lot of different animals and not just humans.
Dr. Lucy Sonnenberg is director of the Miller-Wilson Research Lab at Jacksonville University. She says Florida DEP has new methods that will better identify whether bacteria is coming from humans or animals, which will help officials determine how to stop it.
There has been a huge amount of effort and I think reasonable success in trying to remove sources of those fecal coliforms. We've done all the obvious things, and so now we need to get more information.
At this point, Sonnenberg says, rooting out the problem septic tanks will likely get the city the most bang for its buck.
You're real close on the depth too right there.
Peter Hayden, WJCT News.
Looking good on the depth, Danny.